Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Macabreverse, Season 1, Episode 5.
Hi, I'm Sage GC, your host and GM for this series. Previously, Darby, Dallas, Sammy, and CD gathered around the campfire and discussed various topics such as how Dallas came to have his daughter, how Sammy has never left Angel, long-lost religion, and the next step of their mission. During Darby's watch, the party was attacked by wolves. Dallas once again saved Sammy from worse fate, and the party had no choice but to fire off their guns, potentially alerting the Ravagers who were on their tail. They made way towards the Freemason Library, where they hoped to find a map.
We look at both sides of the streets, and we see what is very clearly a Masonic temple. You see the logo outside. It's etched in black. It's kind of faded because all the buildings are abandoned and dirty, but we all know that this is the library, and right across the street is a huge cathedral.
That's definitely the cross on the map.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, so which one of these buildings are we going into?
Of course, it's a library.
Oh, man.
Darby, wake up.
I'm cool, man. I'm like physically 100%, socially 100%.
But mentally?
70%, 80%.
Okay, not as bad.
Yeah, let's all just right. Get in there. If I'll we don't find get... a corner, and I'm just going to catch a tight 20.
Dallas, you see that logo? It's got like a ruler and like two V's on it.
Yeah.
Like, not two, just one. Oh, sorry, it's
faded. That's what they're called, right?
There's like a sketches. Yeah,
I know.
And there's a G. You know what a G looks like, right?
Yeah, that's that thing right there.
But that's their logo, all right, of the society. So we go inside. Who knows what we're going to find? If Noble was able to get inside and she was able to, get a couple of books, say that they're great, then maybe we'll be fine. But the Ravagers have obviously investigated this place, so we gotta get in and we gotta get out. Get as much intel or supplies that we can
Wait,
find.
Are you thinking that there's gonna be Ravagers there?
Look, if we fired off a couple of shots, young Michael's sending his troops out already.
You really think so?
I am 100% confident. That guy's fucking crazy, man.
I don't think they made it to the library yet. We should hopefully be fine.
Oh, no, we'll be fine maybe for an hour at most, all right? But the sun's rising. It's going to get clearer enough for them to see us within the next couple of hours.
So then we should get in there now and stop talking.
All right.
We're opening the door.
What are we looking for?
Guys, it's huge in here. Come on in.
All right.
We go inside and...
Bless you.
Those some good steaks last night, huh?
Yeah, Darby, you're not that bad at cooking.
Yeah, a little burnt for some people's taste.
Yeah, I prefer it, like, you know...
Uncooked.
On the rare side.
Still mooing.
We look through this museum / library, and our first room is a pretty big one, and holy shit, are there a lot of books around. And it's a very much a long hallway with two floors. There are huge bookshelves on the sides, almost like hallways stemming off of the hallways, and each hallway has a bunch of bookshelves. Whoa. I wouldn't say any of you have seen something like this many books in a single spot.
Okay, we'll find an almanac or something with geography on it. I'm just going to rest on this bench for a sec.
God, where do I even start?
And Darby points in a direction for Dallas.
All right. I start looking at those books.
Okay.
And Darby,
I'm going to go with Dallas and help him out.
Rests his eyes.
CD is going to cross to a further side of the hallway. All the way towards the end.
I'm pulling books and I'm just opening them, flipping through the page, and then just fucking throwing them behind me. Haven't found a single map yet.
Well, are you really looking? Well, you're right now in the fiction section.
But I asked where to start, and Darby told me to go there, so I'm just following orders.
I don't think we should be over here. I think we should go to the geography section.
Why don't you tell me where to go then?
I mean, I thought you knew.
Lead the way.
All right, let's go. It's across the way this way.
All right.
Now, you can look through these books. Just anything with a map that looks...
Well, what's the point of taking one of these maps if it's going to be a fake map?
No. We're going away from the fiction section over the geography section.
All right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's walk on
yes,
over there.
Yeah, let's walk over there then.
All right, we walk over there.
We walk over. And then we start digging through the books again. So, any idea what the symbol is? This is the Freemason symbol, right?
Yeah, we talked about that before we went in.
Yeah, but why is it on every book?
Because this is the library that we're in. We're in their library. These are all their books.
It seems odd that no one's here to take them or no one's here to guard them or anything like that.
I mean, I don't think there's anyone around here at all. We haven't seen a single person.
I know. I'm saying that's the problem. You sure someone's not going to come back here?
Who the hell cares? We need these books. Let's take them for ourselves. All right,
we'll just keep looking and see if you can find one with any sort of map in it.
All right. I keep looking.
We cut over to Darby's dream.
It's like a field and then like a playground. There's a swing set. And on the swing is a child. And they're swinging their heart out. And they're going, I'm going to make it all the way around. And they start swinging higher and higher. And they're getting so high that they hit that point where the chain catches slack. And then it whips them back down. And that doesn't stop the kid. He gets determined. And he pushes and pushes. And he swings all the way above the bar. And then catches slack. And then he falls. And it's all happening in slow motion.
Roll for confidence.
And he lands on his feet.
He got a one.
And Darby wakes up. Up your mental 10%. Darby, being a trader, making really quick outings, he has been able to train himself on a... Does anybody know what that sleep schedule's called?
Tight 20.
Tight 20?
Polyphasic.
Yeah. So Darby...
Oh, no. He's just into girls. He doesn't judge them.
Darby has a polyphasic sleep cycle that he goes in and out of, and he feels great. 20 minutes is enough. Wakes up and he realizes he doesn't know where anybody went.
Where the fuck is everybody? Oh.
Geography. Starts walking over towards the geography section.
He joins Sammy and Dallas.
I'm still flipping through books and just throwing them behind me.
Are you even looking at the books? I feel like you're just throwing books at this point.
Hey, well, guys. You're supposed to be catching them.
No, you're supposed to be looking through them and looking for the maps.
Hey,
and then you get to,
hey.
Yeah. Wait.
Where's CD?
Where is CD? He was here. Wasn't he with you?
I'm going to go look. You guys keep arguing.
I'm telling you, okay. You should have been catching the books.
No.
There should have been something you'd never.
Open the book and look inside it. You don't judge it by its cover.
Yeah, I haven't been seeing any maps. I haven't seen anything that looks like a map.
So, Darby, what direction would you like to look?
I'm going
to
head upstairs and try to get a bird's eye view of the sitch.
Great. Roll me a perception.
I'm going to roll higher.
You got chances.
That. Two. There we go.
Two. Cool. Okay. You look, and now you can get a better view of this library. Mm-hmm. Man, there's a lot of books, but you start to realize from that high up that they're all kind of the same color. There's a big brown wash over what is kind of a sea of books. A lot of them have been knocked over and looted. I mean, this place has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, completely abandoned. And you get the idea that it's going to be hard to find something legible. But you look over and you notice that there are doors all the way at the other edge of the hallway, and you wonder about that.
Darby's going to walk over down and then investigate the nearest door.
On your way over, you pass Sammy and Dallas.
I think I found one. Stop throwing books. I think I found something.
All right. Okay, fine.
Okay. Thank you. For the love of God. Come look at this. This I got Angel's Island right here. It's on the map. I'm not really sure exactly if this is it, but it's a good start.
Well, there's a hell of a lot more stuff there. Most of that should all just be all water.
I know. I'm thinking the same thing. There's a lot of land.
Huh. Well, keep that
Yeah, we'll keep that one.
Put that one in your bag, and then we'll just keep looking for some more stuff.
All right, just stop throwing them so fast. I can only get through them so quickly.
All right, fine.
Darby opens the door, and...
Where's my gun? I got my gun.
He enters a room. Suddenly, his vibes don't feel the same. It's a red room.
A red room.
A very dark red, obviously faded over time.
Mm-hmm.
Something feels eerie and off about it. You see and you look around and there's still some books on the walls and it appears to be what looks like a bar. And there's a lot of chairs knocked over and some old seats sitting around. And you look straight to the edge of the room and there's a stage where there is nothing but a single phonograph playing something that sounds very ominous.
I'm going to look down at the ground. The carpet, I'm assuming, is beneath my feet.
Mm-hmm.
As it is aged carpet, it holds footprints easier. Are there any recent depressions?
Roll for perception.
Six more tries.
Ooh, one.
So you can tell that they're the impressions of boots, and they're probably recent. You look up and you see that they go to the stage. You have a pretty good hunch that CD made these, and if not CD, somebody within the hour.
Okay. All right. In that case, I'm going to go back to my friends. Not turning around, but backing away, you know, because I don't want to let ghosts touch my butt. I've got an idea of where CD went, but I'm not going to go in there alone.
Why not?
Because it's creepy as fudge.
Well, can't be that bad.
Where? Yeah. We can go check it out with you. You need someone to hold your hand.
Okay. You guys take the lead.
Yeah, it's that's fine.
Through that door.
All right, fine. I'll take the lead.
All right.
I'll walk on it. I kind of turn around and kind of look at him like, sure. I pull out my guns. Here I am. So scary. All right. And I go and I open the door with a gun.
And you roll for confidence. Five.
You got
three more.
Two.
That's all you need.
Okay. Yeah. You don't feel that scared. But it is creepy. It's like objectively creepy, but you're subjectively fine.
Yeah. I kind of like this music. Kind of reminds me of swing dancing.
What's swing dancing?
Oh, it's just this dance I learned back in the East. Did it with that girl, Kathy.
Right. Fun. We best whisper from here on out.
But only CD's up here, right? Who are we hiding from?
As far as we know.
Hey, CD!
God.
The record stops.
We can see the record, right?
Yeah. It seems to have reached the end. And there's no more music. There's just that creepy energy. And the red walls and curtains. And the impression of the boots. A couple of bookshelves. Torn down bar.
And then that one little dude in a red suit dancing.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
All right, look at these boot prints. These had to be made recently.
Was CD wearing boots?
Yeah.
We're all wearing boots.
I'm wearing ashy
boy. Oh, yeah, sorry, that's right. Wraps. You got them dirty ashy boy wraps.
No, these are great. They're waterproof. They're insulated.
I think they got holes in them.
No, that's for, so we can breathe, and it lets water out, and it doesn't let water in.
Yeah, not like these footprints.
Yes.
Let's weird.
Follow them.
You look, and you see that this stage has a backstage area. You know, the record's spinning, but the needle has reached the end of the thread, and there's still no sound that is audible.
Why don't you let me take the lead on this one? Darby, you mind handing me that flashlight you got?
There you go.
All right. Turn the flashlight on, and I've got my hand crossed over my gun, so I've got the flashlight trained to the gun.
And you go through the backstage?
Yep.
So as you're walking through, you find what kind of looks like a lounge. But being that it's abandoned and really run down and dirty, it's definitely not a comfy-looking one. But maybe once a long time ago, you see this very nice furniture, the velvet and buttons and everything, and there's a bunch of more books on the shelves. But these ones, they're more intact than the ones back in the main room.
Hey, there's a bunch more books back here.
You hear a scuffle of some rats of some kind.
Ah, Jesus.
Can I, because I'm alert and you know, I'm the one who's clearly vibing on this. Can I distinguish if those are rats or not?
Perception and intellect.
Okay. You got unlimited rolls, remember?
There we go.
Two and one.
There we
great.
Go.
So, I think we've all learned that Darby is probably the smartest one in the group. Even though Sammy boasts that he's a doctor, he's a bad doctor. Whereas Darby knows how to get to people's hearts, and he knows how to communicate with, you know, the spirit of the world.
Comes from reading pop culture magazines. I'm just learning about the Brangelina breakup.
Okay.
I'm going through them chronologically.
It's like a story.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell if it's fiction or not.
It's really hard to tell.
Darby sees a couple of rats come in through the backstage area. They go at his feet, And it freaks him out for a sec. At the same time, though, he hears and can sonically figure out that...
sonically.
He has echolocation.
Guys, come on. He's Irish, all right? Let's move past this.
Yeah, Irish. That's stupid. Yeah. Okay. He can hear in the other room that there was something else that he heard.
Hey, fellas. We're not alone.
A CD here?
I can't tell.
What's that? I can't hear you. Get on back here. Can I take... I want to look with a flashlight and try to look for like a light switch to turn on all the lights in the back.
Sure. Roll perception.
2.
Holy shit. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, you find a light switch. It doesn't work. You flip it a couple times. No avail. It's clear that the power either has been reconnected to not work on this circuit, or there's just no power. But while you're feeling the wall, you've got a really good look of all the books in the room, at least on a certain shelf, and you start to notice they're all pretty beaten up and old and somewhat illegible. A couple of the books you guys found in the other room, they have a general map, but they're really old, so you're not entirely sure, except for this one blue book.
I guess I'm going to grab for it.
Great. So you grab the book and you look at the cover. It says, The Apocalypse Unsealed, James M. Price. Or Price. However, you can't read, so you don't know that this
is what it's... I can read, all right?
Hey, Dallas, what are you doing over there?
I think I found a book over here.
What's it say?
Come here and take a look at it.
Join him. The Apocalypse Unsealed.
You hear the title of the book. You've never heard of this. You don't know really anything about it. You do see that the Freemason logo is on there. And you want to go through some of the pages?
Yeah.
So Sammy is flipping through the pages. Most of it is still pretty illegible and
some
hard to read.
Pages are missing here.
But he's finding some passages that he can read.
For the psychological result of thus confounding the two worlds is simply ordinary insanity. Differing from common lunacy, only in that it is suicidal, and therefore the highest degree. I'm not quite sure what this is getting at. I might need some more time to study this. We should definitely take this with us, though.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Or we could just get our friend back, and we'll put the book back.
Why don't we just take the book with us?
No, let's take the book
with
us.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting book.
But just in case anyone's listening, we're just looking for our friend. And
why are you acting
no one else
so
is here.
Weird?
It's just us.
I heard somebody else.
We head back. Come on. Come on, Sammy.
Let's put this book away for now. We'll check it out later.
No. Keep it.
Keep the book with us?
Yeah, of course. It'd be good stuff to read around the fire. Oh, let's get back over to Darby.
As you guys exit the backstage area, Darby was facing into the backstage area on the stage, and you guys come out facing what would be the audience of this stage, and you see written on the walls, because there's a little bit of light in, what appears to be written in blood. It's written above the door that you guys came in through, so you guys didn't see it because you weren't facing it.
Okay.
And it just has the author's name.
Oh. James M. Price.
What?
That's the guy who wrote the book that I have in my hand.
It's
okay. What?
Turn around.
Oh, yeah, look behind you.
All I can hear are raising strings.
Fuck you.
You see the wall, right?
Okay.
That looks like blood. But why this book?
I don't know. It had to be this guy. It had to be the Ravagers. They're the ones who were here last. I wonder if this Price worked with Nova at all.
I'm going to head over towards the door.
The door that you guys entered the stage
Correct.
Area from?
So we're reading the name in blood.
Okay.
And I'm going to look back out into the library.
And?
And all is clear?
Seems like it.
All right.
However, door is open. The front door that you guys came in from.
Did we close it?
You closed it, for sure.
Okay.
It's open right now?
And it's open.
And then I'm
You can also see pretty clearly that the sun's out. By all
now. Alright, then in that,
still
in that case,
early,
I'm
early
gonna
morning,
post up sort of against the wall. I mean, within the theater and look back at them and and like gesture that the door is open.
What's open? You gotta speak up.
There's somebody in here.
I know. CD, we're looking for him.
Somebody else.
Who?
Don't know.
Where are they?
Someone in the library.
Shut up.
Sorry. Let's go find him.
All right, put that book in your bag. Grab out your gun.
Zachary Daly, the player, puts the book on his thigh for some reason.
You actually physically put your... I love that you're immersed in this right now, but you trying to fit a whole iPad in your pocket isn't going to work.
Okay, so where are you guys now?
I'm still at the door.
The three of us poke our heads out the door like stacked up on top of each other like in Scooby-Doo.
Great. Why don't you roll me endurance? And let's which spot of the three heads are you?
Oh, I'm on the bottom.
I'm in the middle.
Okay, you're fine. Ooh. Yeah, you're fine. But Sammy, roll me endurance.
Oh no.
That works.
Zachary?
So no. Wait, are you gonna
I'm saying no right now.
You could do it.
You have a success.
I got this.
Why? What do you
I got a moral.
What is there to win? No.
Wow.
Oh my God. Because Zach is such a gambler, he rolled a 4, and then he decided 4 wasn't good enough, and then he rolled an 8, and then that wasn't good enough because it's bad, and then he rolled an 11, and that's abysmal.
Even
that's
though what we have proof on the paper that a 4 was a success.
So.
And there was no nothing to gain.
I don't strive for... I want to do the best I can. I'm going for the 1.
We see one head poke out. It's Darby at the very bottom. Then Dallas pokes out right from above him, almost completely horizontal, as if it shouldn't be physically possible. But somehow, they do it. And then Sammy, third on the top, three heads in a row, just falls on top of Dallas and Darby.
Ow!
Oh, sorry, guys.
And both of their physicals drop 5%.
5%?!
My bad.
Oh my God. Ow, you bruised my shin.
How do you think my arms feel?
Yeah, I just wiggle out and I
get up.
Head into the library.
Into the big room?
Yeah.
Okay. And you still have those hairs on your neck telling you something's going on in here. Let's have someone roll perception.
Not me.
Sammy, you got the best perception.
That's my roll.
5. So?
That's a success.
All the way by the front door, again, you see what looks like somebody peeks in and then goes away immediately. It's almost as if they just passed and looked and then walked away.
Hey, did you guys see that?
No.
I think he's down this way.
What happened?
I saw a head just for a second, though.
Where?
Down this hallway.
The hallway or the front door?
Right outside the front door. I think whoever it was is leaving.
It looked like they were leaving?
That or they're still coming in. We should go check it out.
Wait, were they coming in or were they leaving?
I don't know. I just know I saw a person down there.
I already started walking down with my gun out.
Yeah, towards the door.
And you're going to go outside?
Yeah, we're going to go outside and look around.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to peek our head around that corner first with the gun to make sure that no one's going to fucking shoot me in the face as soon as I turn the corner.
Nobody on your left or right?
I give him, like, combat motion of, like...
Make sure to look up. It could be Spider-Man.
You can't say that from a distance.
with the finger. I give him like, the military tactical, like, wave of, like... Let's keep going.
Okay, so you take the step out of the door.
Yep.
A body jumps on you from above.
Shit. Ah! I was joking.
And has you grappled. You drop your gun. Roll me endurance.
Can I try and kick him off?
Not yet. Roll me endurance.
That's a success.
I'll stick with it.
Stick with 3.
Not a gambling man.
I'll stick with a 3.
Okay, so it's fair. You're not hurt. You were able to... grapple the fall, but you're not in control. Sammy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to kick him off.
Okay. Roll me willpower. You'll understand why. Uh-oh. Depending on your roll.
4.
I will definitely keep this one.
You're going to keep the 4? Right.
I will keep it.
You got 2 more tries.
You know.
Stop it. Stop it, Sage. Sage,
remember,
GC, right
Zach,
now.
Zach, remember the college fund you used to have?
Yes.
You gambled it all away.
Hey, I almost won. Yeah. One blackjack away.
No.
I will keep it. I'll keep the 4.
Okay. That's a risky success. You think you recognize it for a sec, but the fight or flight kicks in and you don't care and you shove the person off. Roll me a might.
Oh, not that one. Anything but might. Ooh,
two! Nice! On the d20, that's good. So you shove him off and he rolls over, and let's see how good his endurance is. That's a d8. Six. Not very good. He rolls over, doing like a full, what do you call that? Kind of like a somersault, just on your side.
A barrel roll.
A barrel roll. He does a barrel roll.
Does a barrel roll.
And as soon as his face is revealed, you see it's CD.
CD, what the fuck? You God. Shit for brains.
Damn it, what the hell are you doing?
Ah, Sammy, why'd you kick me?
Why did you jump on Dallas?
Ah, what the fuck, you guys? You guys are so fucking loud. What, you were, we're the only ones in here.
Ah, that's not true. That's not fucking true. Damn it. Ah, shit.
Stop yelling.
Sorry.
You do this shit all the time.
I'm fucking shaking, man.
How do you think I feel?
Fuck, okay.
You jumped on top of me.
Fuck, okay. I went into the stage area, all right, with the creepy jazz.
Calm down.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, we were there.
Fucking dude, there was a red light that went off. I saw up in the fucking corner,
a red light
went off in the backstage area, so I fucking got in the cover, hiding behind the bar, and then I wasn't sure if it was you guys or somebody else was trying to come and fucking kill me. Ah! Shut the... All right, I'm fine. Let me just roll for confidence really quick. 9! Wait, I can roll percentage because I'm a player now. 10, okay, I got more chances.
Unlimited rolls.
Everything's fine. 4. Okay. All right. I'm fine. Okay. I'm gonna be fine eventually. Okay. Just something's going on in there, man. We gotta find out what it is. Did you guys get a map or some kind?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We got the map we need.
Let me see it.
I hand him the map, or the book with the map.
What the fuck is this?
This is the map. It's got Angel Island right here on it.
We're trying to get away from Angel Island.
Well, yeah. Well, it's got surrounding areas.
Yeah, it's got more map.
The furthest this goes is. Just a couple of miles north of Bunker Coast, man.
Well, if you were in there helping us look for books, then maybe we'd find something.
I was trying to
different.
Find something in the back room. You see how there was a bunch of books there?
Did you know they were there or something?
Well, no. I just saw that there was a different selection, so I was looking through those.
What are you trying? You said you were trying to find something. What were you trying to find?
A more legible map that goes beyond the next, couple of days' travel. The Freemasons are a secret society of some kind. I've seen their logo around Bunker Coast. I've seen them in buildings here. And they got something fucking hidden in this library, motherfuckers. And I want to fucking find it.
I think we found it.
What?
We found a book in there. A blue book. That seemed a little bit different than the rest.
Let me see it.
I want to check it out.
The Apocalypse Unsealed.
I read through it a little bit. I have no idea what it's talking about.
James M. Priss?
Yeah, we saw that.
Priss.
Up to interpretation.
I'd say so.
I think it's pronounced Persaw.
Should not be dragged into or confused the normal. We were talking about some psychological, spiritual connection with death and suicide or something. Saying that there's something different about our physical bodies and the psychic ones.
Yeah. All I know is that we saw that guy's name written in blood over the door.
That's right. I got a quick look. All I saw was James. I figured somebody named James wanted to make his mark. That makes sense. This book's fucking important, guys.
How?
It's just important. We cut back over to Darby. We see one tear going down his eye. He's trying so hard to keep it together, but the fear of being alone is overtaking him a little.
I feel like I'm on a swing. I'm going to check back on my friends.
Darby crosses out to outside area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to roll for CD's willpower.
I just casually walk.
5. Okay. He freaks out at the sight of you, and he goes to hit you.
And I open my arms for a hug.
Whoa.
Hey. And then I slowly embrace him.
God.
I thought you were taken.
You're so skittish right now.
Is this what that religion thing does?
What? No, I just missed my friend.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about that. It's got me really distracted.
CD?
Yes.
I grab him by the face. I love you. And then I hug him again. And then I let him go.
All right.
No jokes here.
Apocalypse Unsealed. You got any idea what any of this means?
I read through it. I'm going to need some more time looking at it to figure it out.
I can't really make out this bottom part.
Should we go?
Yeah, you were saying before we only had about an hour before them Ravagers would be here.
But we might be able to get a better legible map and a better actual location of something.
I'm telling you. There's so many books in this place, and we don't even know where to look.
But like, telling you, it's not a book that we want. It's a person.
We want a person?
A Freemason. An actual Freemason.
Well, where the hell do you think we're going to find one of those?
Darby's like halfway across the street, walking over to the church.
Darby, where are you going?
Shh. And I walk over to the front door of the church.
So Darby enters.
Yes.
It's a huge stone cathedral that a couple of, you know, cobbles have broken off and everything, but surprisingly a lot of it's intact. And you see there's these really cool looking stained glass windows. A lot of it's broken, but there's a story.
I'm going to run after him.
Yeah, well, shit, we should go
for
him.
Yeah, let's go get him.
Why?
Because we're not leaving him alone. You're coming with us. And I grab CD by the shirt and I bring him along.
We see Darby. Describe yourself.
I look very handsome. Mm-hmm. I look like Michael J. Fox in his prime. But with shaggy red hair and a shaggy handlebar mustache. And a bowler cap and just
okay. What is Darby? What is Darby doing?
Oh, Darby is sort of looking around, and just sort of like checking out, see if this cathedral is being kept up.
Not really.
No.
No, it's pretty abandoned. It's okay. Pretty dirty. But the one thing that's intact because it's so high up are all the mosaics.
Ah, okay. Okay, cool. Then he's just going to sort of wander down the aisle towards the mosaics and then hear his friends enter.
Correct.
And turn around and...
Sammy, Dallas, and CD, reluctant CD, enter through the same door that Darby did, and they find him at the edge of the cathedral looking up in awe at the stained glass windows.
Darby, this is not the time to be praying to your god.
Whoa, I've never seen one of these before.
Have you ever seen anything this beautiful?
I've read books on it. I've seen pictures.
Well, look. Experience it.
Man, all them panes of glass look real pretty.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Fellas, you see that G right there?
Yeah.
That's the Freemason logo.
Yeah, we've been seeing it everywhere.
Think there's some kind of relationship between these two things?
The G also stands for God, not just geometry.
Suddenly, there's this feeling of tranquility amongst the party of four. It's very rare you guys see relics that are untouched at all, and surprisingly, a lot of the windows are still intact. And the party of four sits there in silence for a couple of minutes.
Who are all these people in these mosaics? That's what you called him, right?
Well, that's John. That's Paul.
There's Mary.
Those are apostles. And that's Jesus. That's his mom.
Huh. How do you know all these people's names?
It's in the book.
Oh, wow. Huh.
And then, amongst this feeling of tranquility, they've completely forgotten about the Freemason library and the book. Sammy just has it in his hand, and he's not really paying attention to it. Upon looking up at the stained glass windows, they begin to feel a rumble beneath their feet. The kind that suddenly breaks a single pane of the glass, and it looks like dust is flying in through. And then it gets louder, and then a little bit louder, and a couple more panes begin to break. You feel as if the ground is shaking, and CD looks up. Shit. Dust storm. Fuck. Shit, fuck.
This way, this way.
Fuck. Fuck.
And I start leading everybody towards the back of the church.
You look, and there's not really many other rooms that you can get to, and it's kind of crumbled, and it's trapping you
in. What about that library across the street?
Fuck.
Go, go, go.
We gotta go back. Shit, and you look up as you guys are going, and each pane of glass, a couple of those breaking, and all the imagery is being shattered, and you see, right as you guys go out, that Sammy takes a look, and he sees that G just shatter with the wind, and the dust is going inside, and you guys go outside, and we're all gonna roll for endurance.
One.
Cool.
Two.
One. So one, two, one.
And four. And I'm just going to grab CD's belt.
Yeah. So the four of us make it through. Darby and Sammy have never been in a dust storm before, but Dallas and CD have. Every now and again, when you're traveling outside, a bunch of dust from the south just comes in, and it is really unsafe. You notice there's no windows in the library. At least you remember, because you guys got ones, I'm going to say nothing goes wrong. And, yeah. And you also remember, in that backstage room, there's no windows. So you'll be safe back there, so long as you get there quickly.
Yeah, as we're running out, I pull up my bandana that's got a breather on it.
Sammy puts his gas mask on, I assume. Yep, everything's great. We get in through this first room, and again, nothing's been touched, but some of the windows are breaking inside of the library, and the dust is getting in.
You gotta close that door.
And they close it. And then they run into the other side of the edge of the hallway, and they go through the back room, and you look. The phonograph's gone. But we don't have time to think about it. We go into that back room, and this dust storm has kind of faded. You hear it in the distance, but everybody's safe, and they brush themselves off.
We're just seeking shelter.
Oh, I've read about those before, but I've never seen one like that.
Gosh. Anybody who's in here, we're just seeking shelter.
It's just us, man.
For the last time, we're the only ones here. You need to stop acting like there's someone else here.
You're right.
I think you're scaring CD.
I'm being crazy. I'm sorry, guys.
Amongst the sandstorm, as Sammy looked up to the G that shattered, he looks to the book and he realizes that amongst all the mangled text, he can make out certain pieces that are readable. And the closer he looks, he sees some letters are more distinguishable than others.
Oh.
says
what a moment.
Says Zach, not Sammy.
Oh, yeah, okay. It looks like there might be some sort of code in here, guys.
What are you talking
this
about?
Book. If you look, there's some letters here.
Hold on, read the whole passage. What does it say down at the bottom?
All that the universe contains is contained also in man.
Shit. Okay, so...
What does it say again?
All that the universe contains is contained also in man. But like I said, if you look in the book, some of these letters are bolded and stand out a little bit more.
Like,
okay, well, connect the dots. What does they say?
Darby, anyone got a piece of paper?
Well, Darby's got his diary.
Okay, guys, I think I got the code written down.
Darby takes a look at it, and so does Dallas, and so does CD.
Looks like I might be missing some letters, but it looks like the end has passed.
Suddenly we hear a bookshelf slide open. You look, and the bookshelf that you grabbed the book from is opening up door.
Yeah, I pull my guns out right away.
CD looks back to that corner. Yep, there's that light. Stay on your toes. And there's a red light in the corner that's on. The door opens all the way, and there's what looks like some kind of radio or comm. It looks like a microphone and a little tiny comm area. And there's a single, clean, untouched red chair. There's a single button on the comm next to the mic.
All right, Darby's gonna walk over to it.
Be careful, Darby.
Push the button.
You hear a little beep.
Hello?
You have penetrated our quarters.
What the fuck?
We are seeking shelter.
Shelter from what?
The end.
Yes, we do live in that, don't we?
My friends need help.
What do you need help with?
Surviving.
Sammy, what the fuck is this?
I have no idea, but it's probably the Freemasons.
It will not be permitted into our sanctuary. However, if there's anything we can give you that will allow you to leave without return, please speak up now.
We seek a map.
A map of what?
Anything. We only know this very small area, and there's a lot of us who need to move.
I walk up to the comm so I can also be heard. How many of y'all are down there?
None of your business.
How long have y'all been down there?
None of your business. We will not be revealing any of our secrets to your kind.
I'm sorry for my friend. We don't mean to pry. We're just trying to get by.
Suddenly, a piece of paper slides in from under the door. You didn't realize it was a door until now. It looked like it was camouflaged in the wall, but you look and you see where there's kind of a latch and a little bit of a crack underneath.
I'll pick it up.
Darby picks up the piece of paper, and it's essentially a really detailed map of all of California.
Thank you. As soon as this dust storm passes, we'll be on our way.
Is there anything else you need to know about the map?
Yeah, where'd it come from?
Again, that is none of your concern.
You asked me if I wanted to know.
We will not be penetrated by outsiders. This is as far as you will get within our society. You should feel blessed.
Thank you. If there's anything else that we can do in payment...
Do not share your secrets. And destroy the book.
Why destroy the book?
Destroy the book.
And give me one good reason why I should destroy the book.
If you do not destroy the book, we will seek you out and we will find you.
Well, why didn't you destroy the book earlier?
We do not wish to exit our premise.
Alright. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, we're destroying it. We're destroying it right
now. Yeah, we'll destroy it. Don't worry.
I wink at Sammy.
If it is sanctuary you seek, we can recommend a lake to the east, known as Mono Lake. If you look on your map, you may be able to find it. Other than that, you are on your own.
Thank you.
Is there anything you could tell us?
So, I'm thinking, there's four of us. I got a stick of dynamite. I can take that door out. Yeah?
Why? Sammy, just shut the
now
fuck
we got a map.
Up. Just shut the fuck up. All right, we got enough. We're not using the dynamite, all right?
God, I am so...
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to binge listen to the rest of the season right now, consider supporting us on Patreon, where you can pledge as little as $1 to help support the show. You'll even get a bonus episode of us playing the sci-fi game Lasers and Feelings. That's patreon.com/20sidedstories. The link is also in the show notes. Other quick things you can do on the cheap: drop us a positive review on iTunes, consider buying the soundtrack at sagegc.bandcamp.com, or if nothing else, just tell your friends. We're still a very new podcast, and as of now, we are independent of any sort of network or sponsor or anything like that, working completely in-house to bring you the most immersive actual plays around. So anything you can do helps. And of course, thank you in advance. If you're looking to connect, we're on Facebook, Twitter, or you can visit us at 20sidedstories.com. Oh, we also have an Instagram now, if you're into that. Dallas Porter was played by Garrett Reasoner. Darby McManus was played by Greg Reasoner. Sammy Tombstone was played by Zach Daly. And all the editing and music was done by myself, Sage GC. Their list is almost completely fulfilled. See you next week.